In another pattern, called anxious or ambivalent attachment, the infants constantly draw attention to themselves by crying, yelling, clinging, or screaming. They are feeling but not dealing. They seem to have concluded that unless they make a spectacle, nobody is going to pay attention to them. They become enormously upset when they do not know where their mother is, but derive little comfort from her return. And even though they don't seem to enjoy your company, they stay passively or angrily focused on her, even in situations when other children would rather play. Attachment researchers think that the three organized attachment strategies, secure, avoidant, and anxious, work because they elicit the best care a particular caregiver is capable of providing. Infants who encounter a consistent pattern of care, even if it's marked by emotional distance or insensitivity, can adapt to maintain the relationship. And that doesn't mean that there are no problems. Attachment patterns often persist into adulthood. Anxious toddlers tend to grow into anxious adults, while avoidant toddlers are likely to become adults who are out of touch with their own feelings and those of others. As in, there's nothing wrong with a good spanking. I got hit and it made me the success I am today. In school, avoidant children are likely to bully other kids, while the anxious children are often their victims. However, development is not linear, and many life experiences can intervene to change these outcomes. But there is another group that is less stably adapted, a group that makes up the bulk of the children we treat, and a substantial proportion of the adults who are seen in psychiatric clinics. Some 20 years ago, Mary Main and her colleagues at Berkeley began to identify a group of children, about 15% of those they studied, who seemed to be unable to figure out how to engage with their caregivers. The critical issue turned out to be that the caregivers themselves were a source of distress or terror to the children. Children in this situation have no one to turn to, and they are faced with an unsolvable dilemma. Their mothers are simultaneously necessary for survival and a source of fear. They can neither approach the secure and ambivalent strategies, shift their attention, which is the avoidant strategy, nor flee. If you observe such children in a nursery school or attachment laboratory, you see them look toward their parents when they enter the room and then quickly turn away. Unable to choose between seeking closeness and avoiding the parent, they may rock on their hands and knees, appear to go into a trance, freeze with their arms raised, or get up to greet their parent and then fall to the ground. Not knowing who is safe or whom they belong to, they may be intensely affectionate with strangers or may trust nobody. Main called this pattern disorganized attachment. Disorganized attachment is fright without solution.